The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. One big reason the global financial system nearly collapsed in 2008 was that banks had shifted risks into the shadows, relying on insurance-like instruments that proved incapable of absorbing losses. They're at it again. This time around, the insurance is called synthetic risk transfer. Banks reduced their equity requirements by bundling corporate or consumer loans into securities, then purchasing partial protection against losses from third parties, such as investment funds or insurers. The deals covered more than 43 billion euros in potential losses as of 2022, mostly in Europe, though U.S. banks have been ramping up their own risk transfer deals. This insurance is used as an alternative to equity, a task for which it is poorly suited. It doesn't automatically absorb losses, applies only to specific assets, and depends on the third party's ability to pay. No amount of subterfuge can change the fact that the cost of capital is inextricably tied to risk. If the level of equity funding increases, risks will fall and banks will be less likely to fail. The result will be a more resilient financial system and a stronger economy. This was written by the Bloomberg editorial board. For more Bloomberg Opinion, go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.